into the bedroom so eloquently, illuminates my soul completely. I wanna taste all aspects of your sensuality. Lay your body down, let me indulge myself slowly.
Queendom Network, Uprising Radio, and I am your humble host, Akil Ali, and I have been given this wonderful task of featuring and ciphering with some dope poets on a weekly basis by none other than Sylvia Blaylock. Riding with me shotgun, as always, is my lovely, talented co-host, Jen Fatale. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, Akil.
Good evening. It is a wonderful evening tonight because we get a chance to showcase Black love, and particularly the Black Love Poetry Series. I started the group and page, I guess about 2 years ago. And I've recently gotten serious about it and trying to bring on extra help and poets. And I've been blessed to find a Jen Fatale, a passionate timer.
Very
and the
good.
List goes on. Right. I got a name right. Yeah. And, yeah. Gwang, Ricardo Lewis.
Yes.
You know, and the rest of the crew that are not admins, but they are definitely supporters. We talk Moody Black, Kim Seabrook out of New York. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. So I forgot anybody. It ain't on purpose. It is what it is. But the Black Love Poetry Series is a collective of brilliant artists and enthusiasts. The BLPS is a safe, creative haven for inspiring artists, offering constructive criticism, educational workshops, interactive ciphers, written challenges, and of course, our Pick a Poet campaign. We are extremely dedicated to stretching our members' poetic pens, taking pride in encouraging the budding artists in them. We are the epitome of one mic, one love. We produce and promote online mic blogs such as my show, The Akil Ali Show, with Jen Vitale on the Queendom Network, Oral Diction, hosted by April J. Armstrong on Drip the Mic Network, along with avid supporters of Ms. Waylock and her Poetry in the Raw. We are avid supporters of Tasting Poetry with Samuel Rain and Drip the Mic on Fridays with Aziz, the Pulmonologist, and Subliminal. Our efforts, we are also in the video blog world, producing and promoting Philly Blues News out of Philadelphia, hosted by Pamela Renee Smith and myself, and our headquarters of the Mind Blown TV, which is a video blog production company that puts all these nice little things and make them look real, real nice. So we're in the infancy, and we got squad popping. They are in, yeah. We got 9 callers, so guess what? That's probably squad. So, hey, I invited everybody down here. From the sounds of my voice, I love the fact that y'all love Black Love. I'm going to just put it out there. And what we're trying to do is build a culture of reach one, teach one, pretty much. And whatever resources that you bring to the table, we expand on that, spread it around, all for the love, all for the love of poetry. That being said, that's what we do. So what is Black Love? I'll tell you, Jenny. Black Love is rhythmic bass lines over struggle. It's raspy lyrical rhymes straight from the muscle. Black Love is the sweet science of braided up hair going to the back. Man, nix that. It's that gangster lean riding shotgun in a brand new Cadillac. Black Love is Mississippi burning blues deep down in the bayou. Catfish spying at the wake with the cries of denial. Black Love is watching Muhammad Ali fight for the title. Man, that Black Love. It's Maya Angelou spitting her unapologetic truth. Black Love has always been beyond 100 proof. Spilled sloppily on casket soft suits. Black Love is maintaining a smile despite out your abuse. Yo, follow me now. It's the sweet sound of John Coltrane's alto sax. Black Love is warm cornbread covered in maple sap. As a matter of fact, it's the cool stride of every black man. Black Love is civil rights marching instead of strangling Uncle Sam while enduring a Jim Crow circumstance. Black Love is as joyous as an African dance, summoning our ancestors for guidance. Black Love is achieving excellence. No matter the obstacle, we are all up in this. Black Love is grandma's good foot in the potato salad, or the feeling of returning from a second world war, feeling Americanized and violent. Black Love ain't about what you have, but it's about what you can keep. Don't own the house, but we are so in love with these ghetto streets. From doo-wop to beep-bop, we rock that, no doubt. Black love is like the serenading soul music at a cookout. The perfect precision of a double Dutch knot. Black love is giving up props. And it's in our own stewing juices of a forgotten tribal pride. Two dap handshakes kind of vibe. Black love is the fist in the air instead of around your throats. Or the Nat Turner revolts. It's blocking out the memories of those slave boats. Black love is the compassion we have for our oppressor. Celebrating their moral failures despite the weather. Pleading allegiance to the American flag that enslaves your ass. Black love sure is forgiveness through all the tension in this world. May we find our missing boys and girls. Black love is conscious hip hop for the youth. May they begin to download truth, because black love is and will always be embedded in my roots. In peace. That's what black love is, baby.
Very nice. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. So, hey, man, this is a cipher. And I'm dying to see who showed up. So, if you will, Jennifer, spit your piece. And we're going to go on to the next. We're going to be right down the middle. Y'all ain't called early enough so we know who's who. Hopefully the queen can see who's what and give us a list, and then we'll go from there. But
all
the
right.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. And this piece is called You Are Worthy. Oh, my dearest King, my love for you is innate. God created me from your rib, which puts us in a much deeper state of togetherness, and I revel in you, for you are worthy. I want to unlock the door to your vulnerability and create a level of trust that is unfounded in all the land between two people, because together we stand. And I realize it's been hard for you to trust. So if divided we fall, I'll do what I must to be the crazy glue that holds us together through our historical bond, for you are worthy. And though society has put a price on your head, your weariness roams the earth, but I see your worth, my dearest King. It has been trampled on and used as a stepping stone for others who pale in comparison to you, because they know your worth too. Your strength is a force to be reckoned with, as you stood the test of time through life's atrocities against your kind. You ain't going nowhere. You are the phoenix that rose from the ashes of societal dust. And I come in peace as I bring you peace, so you can see that your existence is worthy to me. You are God's gift to all mankind. And if no one ever tells you that they love you, I do. For you are worthy. In peace.
I like that.
Yeah. I want you all to feel nice and fuzzy on the inside. That's the point. Black love.
Yeah, we need that. We definitely need that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you. Okay, we got a small little technical difficulty. The studio just resetting, so we're trying to figure out what's going on. We're gonna get to everybody. Don't even fret. We're gonna get everybody to get to. That's why Queen of Network need to come on with it. Yeah.
Right.
And, blog talk about it. Fine. Straight up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So this is what just happened in front of me.
Okay.
It just flickered. And then it said, it started counting down the seconds. And it just went into overtime.
Oh, wow.
I checked and know that I set up a 2-hour show, and now we are in overtime. Everybody who is on here, this is ridiculous. Everyone who's on this line, this is why we are getting the I'm not even going to take over your show. Everyone, we're fine. I may just make another show, and we'll do an after party if we have to, but I don't even know what the hell is going on with Blog Talk Radio anymore.
Okay. All right, well, let's open these mics, man, and get this cipher started.
Let's do it.
All right, now. All right, we're going to keep it going. So as soon as we open your mic, drop your piece, we're going to do pretty much a speed round. Because apparently we got some issues at Blog Talk. So who's first on the mic here? Okay. Man, ready?
Yeah.
All right, we go on to the next.
Free, excuse me, poetess April J. Armstrong, free verse 30. It's the moment between the spaces where I want to create beautiful memories with you. When we blend skin to skin, double dipped in chocolate, deliciously rich as sin. See, baby, it's your presence which resonates through my spirit, inspiring me to write ink wells of poetry. In realizing I wanted to take genuine care to become fully submersed and deeply rooted in your mind, I'm etching my love across time over your heart that's all mine. See, I no longer want a fabricated love, but a tangible love, preceded by a captive hello, making me willing to become open, transparent to the possibilities we could create. So, now, baby, come here, my handsome lover. Ignite the flames of this curvaceous body. We are entwined in one another's soul under a slew of warm covers. Now, let me blind until the celestial flows like the sands of time. Poetess April J. Armstrong, till next piece.
Beautiful.
I know, that's right.
That's April.
That's what we needed. Yes.
Yeah. So, mind is beautiful. Anyway, I could go on and on about that, but round.
Yeah, we got 12 poets. Let's get it. Next caller.
Yeah.
Next poet. On to the next. I like it. This pipe is kicking it real nice.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Welcome to the Kill Ali Show. Who's on the mic? Are you muted?
Hello?
Yes.
Am I on the mic?
Who's on the mic? Oh, yeah, you live. You live on the air. Who's this?
This is Kima, Poetic Pretty Wings. How are you?
Hi, Kima, not Kima.
Kima!
I'm pronouncing it wrong. Oh, my goodness.
See, you got to tell me how to pronounce the lady name. Look at it. Yeah, Kima. I know it's Kima.
Kima. Poetic Pretty Wings.
Yes.
We collect things. Poetic Pretty Wings.
Yes.
So what you got on this black love? What you got on this black love?
The piece I have is called My Forever.
The mic is yours.
For years of being a crush to becoming lovers, from late night phone calls to cuddling under the covers, never hid the way I felt about you, and the opinion of others never matter because my feelings stay true. Our chemistry so strong, yet smooth with each other, but we took it slow, didn't want to smother one another. The look in your eyes when you look at me makes me feel like our souls are aligned together. Could this really be true? Have I really found my forever? The embrace and love you give me has touched my weary heart. not even fearing my flaws, a future is promising. Yes, I love that part. You speak life into my darkest places and reveal the part of me that no other ever discovered. You even prayed and asked that my pain be covered. This is the kind of love that builds and flows pure. You can visually paint it, but most can't grasp it because it's colorblind from the purity, and this black love can't be tainted. My forever, Poetic Pretty Wings.
She definitely painted a picture on that one.
Absolutely.
That's some black thick-ass love. Yeah.
Down
next
board.
Point. Next point.
Bye, Kima.
At it again. Can you hear me?
I know that name. I know that voice. That's my sparring partner right there. That's Blaine.
Right. My brother from a different mother. That's what it is.
Is that really your brother from a different mother?
Brother from a different mother.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good
evening.
What you got on our black love?
Blessings. I got this for you. It's called At It Again.
Oh, boy.
And here it is. At it again.
All right, hold on, Grant. You got a little bit of feedback going on. Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I'm sitting in the...
All right. Yeah, you're right.
Now?
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I'm okay now?
Yeah, you good.
Love it. Here, in utterance of your essence, my dominance takes a bow. From that first tunnel, I still ask how. I tried to neglect it, and my soul said no. And as I reflect to resurrect it, you said, gee, take it slow. As I pressed my lips on your passionate heat, the wind stirring beneath our feet, I want to caress while I take off your dress and melt in my arms and whisper, blow, wind, blow. So I'm going to be occupying the place called now. With you is the ultimate expression of my reality. Stay in my life because without you, I will become just another fatality. You motivate me to overcome my fears while they are yet embedded in me. And did not judge me when I couldn't measure up. You made the dream come true when I thought I was through. Made me realize that I was more than enough. Now, as I sit in this majestic place, I'm reminded how we made it this far, standing at the doorway of my imagination. You heal and reveal that your love is the real deal. You may not want to hear it, but favor got the flavor that you'll taste in you. Our first go around was a snack, but I need all that because yourself is the ultimate meal. As my mouth waters, my body cries out in hunger. I cannot withstand the weakness for you because your presence makes me strong. And to be with you doesn't matter the time that it takes because I have no problem with you because it might take a little longer. But you are my dream fulfilled because your absence has made my heart go fonder. You hold the key to my security. Even when they torture and interrogate me, they're trying to put us asunder. But we've made a life, so we'll just let them wonder. I am forever yours. In peace.
Wow.
he can't do the black love cipher and made it personal. If April J. Armstrong is still listening to the show, can you please post the title of your poem? Because we missed that. I don't know if it was untitled, but Kima needs that name so she can post it to the event page. That being said, thanks, Grant. Stick around, man. We might have y'all switch to the after party if you want. Just stick around a little later. For some reason, we're on the hour show today. And Blog Talk is on crack. Yeah. That part. Smoking that shit. All right. On to the next. Oh, it's called Free Verse 30. She says she's off today. She ain't posting shit. So, yeah. April Armstrong's is Free Verse 30.
Mm.
And Ambition can't listen to the show. I know. Blog Talk is acting like straight up. You know what I mean? And that's why we are definitely down with Queendom Network. And that announcement is out. Y'all might as well tell everybody you know. Get down to lay down because we need to do this. So let's go on to the name. What's that guy's name? That's Gwen. That's Karma girl. Gwen Ricardo Lewis, your admin partner, player. Jeez.
The one and only.
Yeah. That's because Gwen don't talk. Yeah. Who's on the mic?
Good evening.
Is that Joe?
Joe the Verbal Mind. That's how everybody feeling.
Gentle. Hi,
hello, brother.
Hello.
What's
how
going
are
on
you?
Man?
I'm good. I'm good.
I'm
oh,
ready
man.
For my
mind just...
to be danced upon. You're the only one that's capable of doing that.
I call him the mind blender. Yeah.
Mind
yeah, just be me, Joe Verbal Mindtest. So here we go. A little bit of black love, y'all.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Okay, this is black love, the heart of a vulture. So here we go. Sit on my lap and face me. Let your trembling arms encase me. With news of your pain, you wake me. It's your pace. I don't mind. I'm your friend at all times. So let go of your news and engage me. He hurt you. He used you. You're much smarter. He schooled you. This is not new to you, boo. You got caught in a moment. You love hard and you've shown it. Now you feel you've blown it. Not at all, love. You own it. Your heart and your mind is yours for all times. Feel free to keep crying. Yes, you lost, no denying. I'm not buying love is out, not out there. I'm not lying. I'll cry with you, my love. Share my tears from above. Always hawks for the doves. One can't end all your love. Hurt again? It may happen. Don't think you were napping. Build a wall. Not at all. Don't lock up your gate. This was bound to transpire. Yes, you can call it fate. You sensed this. You knew it. Your reaction too late. Maybe or not. Look at me, woman. You're hot. You want to cry for this dude who thought you merely as food? Not trying to be rude, but... fuck it, baby, you're through. Now give me a smile. You can cry for a while, but tomorrow we dance. Give real love a chance with this under your belt. Knowing my words are heartfelt. Dry your eyes and let me kiss them. No more tears, I won't miss them. Smack those cheeks and say kiss them. You're free now, so fuck them. Peace. To the verbal mind dancer. Black love.
Nice.
Came right here, blowing up that. Stand by, Joe. We coming back around, man. Trust me. We're going to try to do as much as we can, man. That's,
all right, cool. Cool, baby. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you for coming by, man. Oh, man.
Yes, thank
that
you, Joe.
Dope. Every time I am. Only at the Queendom Network, people.
Something about these pen names just suit people so perfectly. They really do.
Yeah. Especially when you pronounce it right. Next caller. Welcome to the Kill Ali Show. Who's on the mic? Are you muted? Going once, going twice. Yeah, they booted. They booted. All right, we're going on to the next. Welcome to the Kill Ali Show. Who's on the mic?
This is Sylvia Blaylock, and I'm just here to say that the rest of your callers don't have their hands up.
Okay.
I can open their mics. And I also put another show. It starts at 7 o'clock, runs for 90 minutes. And so,
okay.
As long as you like. Okay. Just to make sure you're covered.
Oh.
Now, would you like me to start raising the hands of you people who are hiding?
Well, okay. Can you speak while you're here? I mean, because we love it when you speak. So.
Okay, man.
You know you got some black love.
Okay, wait. Yes, I do. Let me open it because I wasn't planning on going right now. Sorry. I was supposed to be the technician. What the hell?
Okay, before you go there, let me just say this. Those who are holding online or listening in, that's fine. That's great. By all means, get this work. For those who want to join the cipher and want to spit a piece, simply hit 1, and that'll let us know that you're ready to spit. Okay, so a couple of these cats is kind of new to blog, and that's fine. You gotta hit 1 so we know you're ready.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the mic is yours.
Okay. Hand raised with another question, Lord. I know I have so many, but this one is really pressing, Lord. This one has got me stressing, Lord. This one has me second guessing, Lord. You see, he came to see me, Lord, and I guess you saw him seeing me, Lord. Now, I know how it looked having been there, Lord, and since you knew it was coming, you knew where to look, Lord. But that second, third, and ninth coming, Lord, that one where we both saw you watching, Lord, what did we make in that pristine moment, Lord? What shook my soul from its moorings, Lord? What life sprung from us that is now enduring, Lord? What fire is lit in my very soul now, Lord? What pain threatens my self-control, Lord? Can I have it again and again, Lord? If I cut my heart out, can I stop wanting him back now, Lord? If I promise to focus, will you take away my need to breathe, Lord? Thought I've tried, and you know this. If I give it all to you, will you make me numb to shame, Lord? If I swear my life to Jesus, will you wash me clean of stain, Lord? Can you somehow stop this hunger, Lord, for this man who takes my love in vain, Lord? Am I addicted to customized pain, Lord? Thinking myself impervious, I want it again and again, Lord. And that's my black love.
That's that dark joy child up in the building, y'all. Up in the building.
I feel that because I've been there. Yeesh. Oh my goodness.
Alright, so we got to give James Brinkley some love. You got this poem that he submitted. Now, here's the guy, Sylvia, that he's part of the team. He's a great, he has a great, great pen. He just does not like to spit. I know he's listening in somewhere, and I'm going to tell him like this. You from New York. You already talked with the river. What do you mean you don't like to spit?
Wait, somebody raised their hand.
Oh,
somebody raised their hand.
To pull up here.
So I'm going to say this. The young man who may be listening, whose poem you're about to read, I'm going to ask you really nicely if you would consider just trying to read it. And we're going to have another show right after this one, so you got time to build up some courage. Just saying. But we're going to open the mic that just opened for you, sir. That's 305.
Ah.
This is Nava Jacob.
Yes,
hi, Nava.
Yes, it's a girl. I think you thought it was a guy.
No, we know exactly who you are.
Oh, okay.
She's talking. Yeah,
you said
she's
the line
about
is open for you, sir. That maybe.
No. We were talking about James Brinkley. Hopefully, he's on the line because he submitted some poetry that he wants us to read for him, and that's how they go. Yeah.
Okay, so, well, hey. I just want to give my little disclaimer that I just found out about the radio show. So I wasn't prepared to do Black Love, but I'll do something else I was working on.
All right, the mic is yours.
Okay. All right. My black never-ending story. It gets confusing like a maze, but it all comes together like a puzzle. Digging to the truth, my pen is the shovel. I read my Bible like it's a novel. It feeds me like an umbilical cord hooked to a fetus navel. These deceivers in my ear claiming they're here to help, but only know the Messiah could save, though. I've traveled so many different places. My eyes have seen so many different faces. The diversity shouting unity while my ears are hearing minority. Slavery teaching at elementaries and universities. Some have mastered psychology and try to control the way I think. So it seems my history has been blotted out and begins at slavery deliberately, then taught to me maliciously while deceiving the majority. Maybe because my bloodline is the same category of ancient kings. Some are Hamites, which are Egyptians, but I'm speaking Hebrew things. The bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, my people need to wake up, but until then, Martin Luther King's dream has become unseen by police force and SWAT teams. The KKK have found other ways to destroy us today. They second-guessing our protection. While gun laws are on the rise, too many deaths before sunrise, they tell us to accept the injustice. Well, that person will get a Nobel Peace Prize. Some leaders have sold their soul for a price, and the citizens are a sacrifice. I mean, I even heard a Christian pastor say, continue to pray as we lay another body in the grave. That pastor gets paid for that ceremony, plus a percentage of that wife's alimony, plus tithes and offering collections, plus a special pastor dedication while promoting temptation with grace. I heard him say, take the sin of your choice, whatever's your taste. Even homosexuality is accepted today, as long as those tithes and offerings are paid. Tell grandma she can eat pork, shrimp, and lobster. When her diabetes arises and her blood pressure is high, that's more money to offer. When you bring her to the altar for prayer, then send her to the doctor for more prescription drugs with ingredients to kill while y'all fill those offering plates, grandma's stressing and gaining weight. Surely it will bring another funeral to arrange. Some of my people believe reading the Bible is strange. But it's our true culture we must regain. Until then, this is my never black ending story. Neighbor Jacob.
Whoa.
That was deep. That was deep. Hey. And on a whole other level of black love. Nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, you know, she's rattling the cage with that one.
Yes, yeah, she
I'm
is.
I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, though, we fixed some of the problems, and I got people in my inbox trying to call in. We're actually what we call the overtime that we usually would do. So here's the deal. In about, I say, what, 10 minutes, Sylvia? Where's Sylvia? Sylvia. Do we switch over in 10 minutes or on the hour? Okay. So on the hour at 10 o'clock, we'll switch over. We'll hang up and call back into the show, and then we'll go and do our thing. Okay. On the top of the hour, we're going to close this particular show out and move forward to Black Love Cypher Part 2. Bring love, people. Bring your love pieces, your lovely pieces. Top of the hour. And if you got anybody in your inbox talking about, I can't get in, that's the reason why. We're waiting to the top of the hour, and then we will continue the show. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, the live link, I don't even know how we even is it the same link? But there's that. Yeah, we'll figure
that
out.
I'll get that for you.
Okay. So for those who's in the sidelines sharing the live links for us and some more stuff, she'll put that on the event page, and we'll go over to the next live link. And I need everybody to share that thing like crazy. But that just goes to show you, we need, we definitely need.
I'll say it. You're being a wonderful host, but I'll say it. We need our own network. We need our own network. And you guys have all been on the hush-hush about what I'm doing, and I appreciate your secrecy, but we just might as well go on and say it. Fuck it. I'm starting my own network. And that's it.
Yeah.
We are getting on Blog Talk Radio.
Please do.
I'm starting my Quindom network. I'm starting my own network. And we will not be on Blog Talk Radio when that happens. And you are welcome to start hosting your shows with us, because this is ridiculous. And so I'm saying about that right
that's
now.
That's probably why they hate. That's probably why they hate. They know they ain't going to get their little $100 a month.
That part.
That part.
At this point, they clearly, after the very long letter I told them about their code, this show just proves my point that it's going to keep on going no matter what goes down. There are times when you make mistakes and these things happen, but when you are carefully doing things and these things happen, it's time to just go forward. And I'm creating my own network so that we can host shows off of it and not have to do it like this.
Do you know how hard it was to keep that secret? I'm telling people, I said, yo, just wait for it, my man. Come on, keep this telling me a little something. I've been sworn to secrecy, but stay close, stay in the mix, and be a friend to the network. Trust me.
She's
about to shake the game up.
It's truly something that I would like to thank the people that told me to focus and then made me do it, because I can do it. And I just never put my energy towards doing this, and now that I am, we're going to do this.
I
should have coded
so
this shit up before. And we're about to change the whole game. And I'm going to shut up because this is your moment. You got 30 minutes on the countdown.
We got anybody with their hands up?
Nobody knew. And so at exactly 7, although we're in overtime for another 30 minutes, I'm going to switch us over at 7 and start the other show so that we can get everybody that's on here. If you're going to be dropped, and you're going to need to call back in on 319-527-6039. And we're going to do the Akil Ali Show, Black Love Cipher, Part 2. And we're just going to keep this moving. But please believe that the plan is already in motion, that we will be our own network.
Yeah,
please.
Amen.
We broke that news yesterday.
Yeah. Nice. I'm so glad it's out, because I cannot hold water, and I've been pretty good with this. I say.
He actually has been pretty good with this, Sylvia. He's been pretty good with
and
you.
And I appreciate it. Everybody that's kept it quiet, we are moving forward to do this.
Yeah. It's real tough. And I love it. You know why? Because we the same color, almost the same shade, you know? Hello. Love it.
Every time I make a show on this network, one of the keyword hashtags that I put is Black Woman Owned Business. And it's important that we know who we all are. It's important.
Okay.
It is telling me right now. We are scheduled for an upcoming show in 15 minutes, and it's going to remind me in a minute. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's go back to April.
Okay, which area code was she?
She was, I believe, 443. I think she was 443.
Good evening.
April.
Hi, Ginger. Hi, Ginger. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, April. How are you?
I'm good, now, thank you.
Now, chocolate as you are, I know you got some black love.
What? No, see, you got to say it that way.
She was the poster girl of this cipher. Yeah, that part.
Yeah, really you were. Really?
Yeah, now everybody knows. Thank you, thank you.
You think that hat, you think that hat really hid you? You really think so?
Well,
you give us
okay.
thirst. You give us thirsty ass man. No credit. No credit. No.
It was just a little show tonight. That's yeah. all. You know, just a little love.
Yeah, that's why they here. They want to know where the poster girl at. Where's she at? There you go. April J. Armstrong.
Well, you know what? I did bring piece from the Mike First Lady Subliminal, but since we are going back on the air at 10, I'm going to save her piece so everybody can hear it because it's a phenomenal piece.
Nice.
So I'm going to do another piece, something old that I've done.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll do that.
I thought you had one of James' pieces, no? Did you pick one of James' pieces also?
And I chose to get with Subliminal and get one of her. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, I didn't get that memo.
My fault. Yeah, I forgot to hit send on the button. My bad.
I know one thing. He better be listening. You're going to do all this bullshit. He better be listening.
We'll text him and see what he does.
Ask him where he at.
You know what? Before you get started, April, I just want to tell you, Akil, I can't pull up James Brinkley's pieces. I'm having a little.
Go ahead. When we switch over to the 10 o'clock hour, pull his thing up, and then call back in. Okay. That's
all. I will do that. Mm-hmm.
Small thing to a giant.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So, you want me to go ahead and spit?
Mic is yours.
The mic is yours.
I'll do one of Akil's favorites. I'll do the new brother.
The who?
The new brother.
Oh, no, really.
Just one of the subliminal favorites. I'll do this for her.
See, you're all over the place. You know, you're both sides of the fence here. Well, you know,
like
my
that.
Favorite is Mindgasm. I like Mindgasm.
That's actually my favorite, too. The Emmett Till one is now my favorite. Then Mindgasm.
Right?
Then this is about the fence.
You know, I'm going to make him say it and spit it again before the show's over. You know this.
How about we compromise mindgasms for you?
Only way we compromise it if you give me my recording. That's the only way.
I will do that when the show is over, when the second show is over. I will send it to you.
Yeah, you're going to be tired of me by the time if you don't. You're going to be tired of me. I'm going to be calling you up. Say it again. Say it again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to be nice. I'm going to do my guess.
Okay.
Freaking bossy. Good grief.
I know, right?
You like it.
Oh, my God. I sat outside and listened to the aftermath of the rain. The wetness of the air adverbed me. A mindgasm, a mind deep, deep chasm of conversation. Desert-like thirst-quenching spasms. Mindgasm, of similes, of metaphors, and could it be make-believe? Is there a dreaded truth to me schooling you poetry? The stimulation to limp synapses, opening third eye, your mind gathers with excitement, lost and continuing, from knowing it ain't my man making it feel like smooth, sailing, incorporating the internal, the external me. Let me slow down. Got your mind flaming now. Candles light illuminate your room while these words start to cocoon. In rhymes of thought-provoking lines, how the new brother will invade your mind. Be careful. I'm telling you, a friend to a friend. Mindgasms will have you tongue-tied, characterized, licking the arch of your spine, verbally igniting the warm impulses to touch yourself. Shh, I won't tell. Mindgasms are possibilities for other realities. Perception vertigo from the intensity. Your ethereal whimsical. Your speech purring bravas of oohs and ahs. Mindgasms, pulsating free verses, infused with honey beat, dripping over, sticking to you as I speak. Sometimes, so quietly, I can hear your heartbeat. Drums keep bass, vibrations tempo of purple waterfalls, cascading over explicit lyrics of temptation, the migration to loving your lover or maybe another. I sat outside and listened to the aftermath of the rain. The wetness of the air adverbed me. Mindgasm. Poetess April J. Armstrong. Till next piece.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Bring your nasty ass on to the next part, too. Yeah.
I know speak up, but I would still be there, top of the hour.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, he knew you were coming. All he had to do was have his bucket of ice water ready.
Just put your feet, just take your socks off and dip your feet in. Start with your big toe.
Nice.
Something like that. What is this? This is the Akil Ali Show, and this has been part one of this Black Love Cypher. This shit is so juicy, we needed to do two shows. The Spike, the Hit. That's what this is.
I've already told you.
So everybody, we got about 7 minutes, I guess. 7 minutes, Ducky Fresh Air on, and that's what it is. So, you can't get queued up, so it's on me, I guess. I give him this piece here. I call it Black Love is a Black Woman.
The mic is yours.
How does that go? Black Love. Black love. Coming off the top of the head here. Yeah. Hold on. Brain fart for some reason. Okay, hold on. A black woman is essential to a black man's love. The nectar of essence are surely what dreams are made of. She's a powerful reminder of God's infinite grace. Especially when her heart's in the right place, my brothers, she is a black man's peace. Gentlemen, adore this woman. Watch her love increase. A millionfold, but truth be told, she's the most underestimated treasure the world has ever known. The absolute truth. The original mother, the root. She's undeniably the proof that God does exist. Black man and black woman. Oh, what a wonderful fit. May we rebuild our kingdoms brick by brick. Recover our jewels and make it quick. Because she's the embodiment of the finest pleasure, the richest treasure, the sweetest forever. Just because a black woman is essential to a black man's love. Now, if you her son, she'll be a moon. Among the star souls in tune. Gentlemen, never take for granted what God has given you. She's the greatest gift. My brother, she's the one. The mandolin in the skin is made for the sun. This is how the world begun. A black woman loving a black man. Despite all the troubles, through the burning sands, through the ignorance and circumstance, we love you, baby. Let's build again just because a black woman is essential to a black man's love and peace. Whew, almost forgot about that one. Yeah, almost forgot it. Brain fart. Hey, I guess we can hop on to the other end, or we got to wait to the very second. Producer, what do we do? We go down or we wait?
We wait.
Yeah. It's like waiting.
Hey, while we're waiting, I can spit a piece.
Oh, you got one? I thought you were going to open it. All right, go ahead.
No, I said I couldn't open up James's for some odd reason, but I got all my pieces up.
Okay.
All right.
See, that's why you got to spit your own thing, Jay. Yeah.
I'll happily bring them up. So, I'll happily bring them up in the second hour. So, all right. Well, this piece is called The Escape.
All right, you got 3 minutes.
I know. It's not going to be 3 minutes. The Escape. Take me away to the place where our eyes touch and we instantly know when chaos meets defeat. The place that heightens my sensitivity with a simple trace of your fingertip down my jawline, directing my chin skyward to feel the love of your heart through them. The burning sensation from the impact of your stare only deepens my hunger for your love. I want you to taste the effect you have on me. My sweetness pools in surrender to you completely. Your eyes know my story before I can even tell it, and chaos is kept at bay under your protection. I enter your pod and escape the cares of this world whenever you hold me in your arms. Say you love me with the incredible boom that penetrates my soul, leaving only the residue of feelings brought about to resonate within my mind. You strengthen my outlook on life. As I peer through the windows of your soul and into the abyss of running away with you, in peace.
You running away with... Okay. All right. Good luck with that. This concludes part one to the Kill Ali Show. Hang up and call us back and enjoy the shenanigans of part two right here on the Greenham Network, Uprising Radio.